I never backed down from preaching the gospel. The motivating thing for me to be up here first was because I want to be gracious to Dan and gracious to all of you here. But the burden is that I wanted to back up David. He tracks each and every one of us as a director. He kept track of me in Ohio from where he's at. And I was impressed with that. It's just like Dr. Lucilius, you know, he's tracking each and every one of us for our own soul's sake, because he has a burden. And that's one of the reasons I want to speak to you, because I want him to understand and to be aware that we're behind him as our director now. But we're not diminishing the importance of Dr. Lucilius and Melba. But it is true, as we grow older, we do lack the strength. I noticed that right away when Doc was preaching, and he mentioned that we're getting older, and we just lack the strength that we had when we were younger. This was true of Israel when they, I'll get into the message here in a minute. This is true of Israel when they were in the 70-year captivity. They never returned to Jerusalem with the strength they had with God before. They didn't have that strength. But yet God has protected them and blessed them because they're his people. And we know the end of the Bible, we know the revelation, the future revelation for the nation of Israel. And we believe that revelation will be fulfilled. We believe every promise, we believe every revelation of God, and it's going to be fulfilled. But we stand on that by faith. It is of no value unless we stand on it by faith, because that's what pleases God. And so, one of the things that pleases God here, I am sure, is that we would be here under the directorship of David Morris. And we need speakers like Don to come, because he can't do it alone.
Right.
Dr. Lucilius never did it alone. But when Dr. Lucilius was here, I was young and full of vinegar, so was Dan. And we were taking this young man, who's now our equal, and bringing him up in the ranks. I've been around long enough to see in this camp ministry, Christians, young Christians come up to the ranks. And it's a real thrill. And that's exactly what God's doing with me now. I don't have the same strength, but I'm working with individuals in the church. I'm working with families in the church. They're young families, and I'm trying to encourage them to stay out of trouble in the church, because we're prone to get in trouble. The flesh is weak. And it is a carnal body, but it has to be kept in subjection to the Word of God.
Amen.
I'd like to preach to you a message on citizenship. We have a dual citizenship.
Amen.
And it's an amazing citizenship. I don't mind being a citizen of the United States. I think I should do all I can to protect and exercise that citizenship under the liberty that I have. But here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, we have a citizenship. And I was asking the Lord to guide me what to minister to you today. I didn't do this ignorantly. I read through the Bible. I sat quietly on my uncomfortable bunk. You ever see one of those bunks with a bad back? That'll fix you up. You'll need fixed before you get out of here. I used to go right straight to the chiropractor there in Pleasant Home and get my back fixed so I could continue on. But I never complained. I knew what was coming, and I asked for it. And that's a part of the citizenship. And so we're here, and we all, I can make you smile, because I know what it takes to come here. I know the things that you go through. And
Your brother, he's got his shades on because he's got a bee sting in his eye. I've seen that before. I've seen guys get stung with a bee and their lips swelled up so bad, and they were supposed to preach. They were supposed to exercise their citizenship, and they couldn't do it because their mouth was swelled up. And so I had to fill in for them and so forth. But I'm not filling in here. I'm simply standing in the place of my citizenship. And I'd like you to go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. And now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's the key verse. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Lord, I thank you for this time to have the privilege to minister under this new directorship. And I wanted to go first because I was being selfish in an aneurysm. But it's also an exciting thing. Though I lack in strength compared to the ministry I had under Dr. Lucilius and the other evangelists, Lord, the marvelous evangelists, it is a privilege to have ministers who can evangelize, Lord, and evangelize our souls and build us up and keep us mended up, Lord. We get damaged, Lord, and we have to be mended up, we have to be built up, we have to be set firm, remortared in, Lord, to the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us with this citizenship. We need to protect it. We're in a troubled time now where the very existence of this camp is threatened, Lord, but not only that, our ministry, Lord. And the old guard is moving on, but we need the youth, the young families, the young individuals. But they have to be grounded in the Word of God, Lord. Help us, the old guard, work with that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I hurried up and studied this because the Lord laid it on my heart. And that's when you want to really get into the Word of God and preach. When he's fresh, when he's there, it is a part of your citizenship. Know the book and the God of the book. I simplify the citizenship. Know the book and the God of the book. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. The biggest danger to our citizenship is that the believer becomes passive with the Word of God. And all these are keys that will help you remember. It's something that they teach us in the Bible college. Get a message together and make it easy to remember. So I use the literary method to outline. Pastor Kagan was an excellent outline preacher. He taught me real well to use the outline. And he taught me a lot of things in the church. He taught me how to handle finances as a part of my citizenship. He taught me how to handle the Word of God, the outline, and he taught me how to handle finances in the church. To be diligent with the money of God. It's a part of that citizenship. And I have used it wisely in the ministry I'm now with. It's the young pastor that I'm now with, Pastor Jim Dabrowski. He's young. And I right away jumped on him and told him what he needed to be doing. And the first thing I told him to do is stay out of finances. Preach the Word of God. And he has a citizenship that's valuable to all of us in the church. And he protects it. You know how he protects it? He reads the Word of God. I mean, he reads it from cover to cover. He's not interested in just a doctrinal system. He's interested in every and tittle of that word. And I've been following him. I've been keeping an eye on him because I need to, because I'm one of the old rascals in the church, and I've teamed up with the other old rascals, and we visit, and we pray, and we work together. We're the old guard. Then it is our citizenship, and we value it, and we value it to be used for to lift that pastor up and keep him in place. He's the installed, anointed pastor of the church. And we have to protect him. It is part of our leadership. And so I am a trustee of the church. But I told that young pastor, I said, well, I'm coming into this ministry because I don't want to be put on the side. But I can't do as much as I used to do. It's too much for me to try to do. And I was having serious problems with my health. And I kind of warned him. I said, I want to do the best I can for you, and I want you to be the best pastor you can, and I want you to have the citizenship that's necessary to hold us up in all the trials that we'll go through and all the troubles. And he has to be truly wise in the Word of God. So the biggest danger to our citizenship is the believer becomes passive with the Word of God. Israel is our example of spiritual destitution and darkness. You know what it's like to be in darkness? Most of you do, don't you? It's gross, isn't it? It's gory. It's gloomy. It has nothing at all associated with the supernatural illumination of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the total opposite of it. And then, can you imagine spending all eternity in that darkness? I would flee to the light. Because the light of the gospel is the citizenship. It is a part of that citizenship. You have to understand that the gravitation to that is a continual, deliberate thing. You have to subject your life to that citizenship. Israel walked away from it too often. Israel moved away from it. Go with me to, you know the key passage here. We'll be coming back to it. Go with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3. Now, the reason and the help of the message, the reason I can get it to you fresh, and I'm just challenged and I'm excited, is because I spend time in the Word of God. You cannot stay away from the Word of God and protect that citizenship. You have a dual citizenship. But that citizenship in heaven is more valuable than the citizenship you have here in the liberty of the United States.
Amen.
It is a liberty. It is a privilege. And we do pay our taxes. And we protect that. But I know people that deliberately don't pay their taxes. Did you know during the COVID-19, it caught up with them? They went to apply for their money from the government, and they couldn't get it. They never paid their taxes. And I won't mention what race that is that does that. Because they always make fun of us on the job site. That we don't know how to work the system, but the system caught up with them this time and bit them. You see, you don't want your citizenship to be played down in your life, the citizenship that we have in heaven. And it is a real citizenship. We have the citizenship with the United States. We have our local government. We have our national government. We have all, and we pay our taxes because we enjoy the liberty. We enjoy the privilege to exercise the citizenship we have in heaven. And so God has set this up so that we could gravitate to this citizenship we have in heaven. And I want to just share something with you from the book of Samuel concerning Samuel himself. The precious citizenship. The precious citizenship. If you're catching up with the P's, we started with passive and we not moved on to precious citizenship. I am very appreciative of men like David Morris and Don. These are the men that I grew up with. I know they're new to me here now. But they're the men, and these men here understand me. I grew up with, and they taught me how to preach. pursued that. God has never called me to be a pastor, but he's always made me work. He's always made me work. He's always made me give. I've always reached out into my pockets as a part of this citizenship to give to this camp the best I could. And I literally wrote my Bible. It's in red pencil in my Bible, the Book of Psalms. If you leaf through it, you'll find it where I asked God to bid me to give as much money as I possibly could, and I put a dollar amount. I'll tell you, Lynn knows about it. I put a dollar amount. He doesn't know this part of it, but I put a dollar amount and I began to pray. Do you know how long I had to pray in order for God to give me that ability? I had to pray for over 15, 20 years. That's how old that is in this Bible. That's why I won't ever drift away from this Bible. This is my citizenship. I won't drift away from it. And God did me to get that amount. But I was always frustrated. I said, well, I have this amount. He said, that's not the amount you said. And I always came so close in thousands of dollars, and it wouldn't come up to that amount. And I had to say, all right, well, I won't get it. And you know what? He finally brought me to the place. It's a strange. God has great humor with this citizenship. I mean, he will make you smile. And he finally opened that door where I could give that amount to this camp. I was like, I couldn't believe it. George Mueller, you can imagine how many times God made him smile. Because he operated exactly the same way. But God often just dumped it on George Mueller right away. He waited for me 10 to 20 years. I don't know why, but when he did, I had George Mueller smile. I know that. The precious citizenship, the word of the Lord was precious. In those days, there was no open vision. Now look at that verse, chapter 3 of 1 Samuel. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious. In those days, there was no open vision. It means there was not much going on with the word of God. Because Israel wasn't protecting their citizenship. You see, we have to treat our citizenship as precious. When we lack that intent in our heart and in our mind, and we lack a conscious awareness of what's in the heart, we don't have the ability to use the heart, to use the wisdom, to exercise that citizenship. That's exactly how Paul presents it in the scriptures. God went and saved that man because he was so wise with what was going on in this tabernacle and how it operates in the wisdom of God. And we have to literally be captivated in our hearts by God in order to use the wisdom that he gives us. And the wisdom of that citizenship can be really messed up if we don't keep the book in our hearts and the God of the book in our hearts. So that's the message. Know the book and the God of the book. And that's exactly what Samuel did here. The word of God was not being well received, it was being kept away from Israel because they were naughty. They messed up their citizenship. And God goes through this young man, Samuel, and he allows Israel to know through Samuel, which became Israel's prophet, the word of God. So the word of the Lord is precious to all of us here. It becomes precious when someone comes to us and preaches to us. God comes and preaches to us. That is precious to me. David, he keeps an eye on me. I think he's got this pacemaker. I think he's got me on his computer and he's keeping a track of me. But he keeps an eye on me. And I appreciate that. I'm excited about that. He keeps stuff from this book. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And there's a progression here. there's a progression of the Lord coming to young Samuel. In verse 10, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. There's a progression of our citizenship that we have to protect. And so the precious citizenship God chose to speak to the nation of Israel through Samuel, Samuel from a child, wasn't passive with the word of God. From a child until Israel mourned his death, he never let one word of God fall to the ground. How diligent are you with the word of God in your own citizenship? That heavenly citizenship. Do you protect it? Is it really that important to you that you would study the word of God, be a Bible believer and a Bible reader, and be selfish with the word of God? You have to have time with that citizenship. It is the book keeps you close to God, and you need that conversation. You need that communication. It is a part of that heavenly citizenship. He wants to talk to you, just as he walked through the Garden of Eden with Adam. He also wants to walk with you and speak to you and have conversations with you. It is a part of your citizenship.
Amen.
Now, you have to keep up with me here because my mind's still in Ephesians. And I'm just going through Samuel to get my outline to you. See, I was trained to do this. And I'm happy that I was with men that brought me through the ministry. And it was more important for me to be here, even though I was in Bible college, to be here under the training of Dr. Lucilius and Dr. Finnegan. I learned so much from Dr. Finnegan, it's unbelievable. But now I have David Morris, and I'm losing strength. But I'm going to protect my citizenship, and I'm going to do it for his soul's sake, and he's doing it for my soul's sake. And Samuel, from a child, wasn't passing with the word of God. 1 Samuel 2:10, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times. And Samuel heard his name called. Samuel said, have you ever heard your name called under the citizenship you have in heaven? Have you ever heard your name called? You really need to understand that Samuel answered, and he said to the Lord, speak. Have you ever said physically and spiritually, with that citizenship, Lord, speak. Speak. You really need to do that with that citizenship more often than not. And it takes a lot of discipline and obedience. God isn't too impressed with our faith, the action of our faith. And I'm an action man. I know I'm losing strength, but I prefer to be out on the street preaching, and I prefer knocking doors. I prefer putting my sign in the yard and moving it around. I got two of them. And I even made a real fancy frame for one so they can't steal it. And the wind when it blows it around and tries to tear it up, can't tear it up. And it's been out there for 10 years now. I've got the sign industry going on in the neighborhood, and I make everyone read it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's part of my citizenship.
Me?
It's not a joke either. And you know what? I was challenged by a young preacher that helps me out in the ministry. I was challenged. My mom would have been out. I was challenged to make sure I know those verses on that sign. It's a part of my citizenship. Not to let any of the word of God fall to the ground. And so I got caught, you know, by this young man. You know all the purpose of that sign?
No.
I just put them out there. He said, well, that's kind of nice, but you might want to know what those verses are. And he just said it in passing. It was a part of his citizenship imposing upon my citizenship. And so we have to impose our citizenship on the world, don't we? We have to impose our citizenship on the lost. Because we're the problem. We're the problem with the citizenship. Our citizenship is already set in heaven. It is as we are already there. And that makes it exciting. But you can't neglect it. We are one. chapter 2, not to neglect it, the opening verses of Hebrews chapter 2.
Right.
Don't let it slip. Don't let it slip.
Amen.
And so we're warned. That is why we have a book. We have a book to know the book and the God of the book. So you see Samuel here. He said, speak. Why? He wanted to know the God that was speaking to him.
Yes.
Isn't it a tragedy to have this citizenship and we never ask the Lord to speak to us? And we don't know the God of the book.
That's it.
But what I like about this camp, I was always challenged by Dr. Vasilius. Get it down. Get the doctrine down. You can't be doctrinally ignorant and be a citizen and have that citizenship in heaven. You have to be doctrinally sound. Dr. Vasilius is a stickler for knowing doctrine. But he is also practical with the doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
We think of citizenship, we have to know all the deep things of God. No, we don't have to know all the practical things of God in order to be sold for the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't take the deep things to a lost sinner. You've got to take the practical things to a lost sinner. And that's a part of that citizenship. The progression of our citizenship. We can't be passive. We have a precious citizenship. Now we have a progression of our citizenship. Samuel never let none of God's... I got to check. Sorry. Samuel never let none of God's word fall to the ground. 1 Samuel 3:19 is the next part of the outline. And so Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and didn't let none of the words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. You see, your citizenship will not get away from the word of the Lord. You have to protect it. So there's a progression. Did you know that it took me all the years that I can't bear? And I apologize, I can't be here all week. I feel bad about that. But I used to be so selfish with my family that I would make them stay here all week. But I can't be here all week because of health reasons, my wife, her health problems in the ministry of Faith Baptist Church there in Coffeyville, which is part of that. But Samuel never let none of God's word fall to the ground. The vanity of our citizenship is that we let the word of God become passive. That is true vanity. The greatest vanity that I can mention to you right now, outside of that citizenship, is that you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're in darkness. You're not in the light. You're not in the illuminating power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, the vanity of our citizenship is if we let the Word of God become passing, we have to be diligent to stay in the Word of God. And that's what's going on in Ephesians chapter 2. When that citizenship is mentioned, it says we were outside of the circumcision. We were outside of the vanguard of the Scriptures. God's people. God's prophets. And so that vanguard was being established in Ephesians chapter 2. We'll go back to it. Through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the quickening power of the Holy Spirit with the Word of God. We were outside of that. We were outside of the citizenship. We had no right to it. But the Lord Jesus Christ made a change with that. See, God never changes, but he does change his methods. And he made a change. And how we would be saved by grace through faith, and how we would have access to that citizenship. So there has to be the progression of our citizenship. We have to be diligent to stay in the Word of God. Our citizenship begins here, and we need to have continual conversation with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. It is His Word. John chapter 1, verse 1.
last point, running out of time anyways. We do have to keep our messages within a certain time frame, don't we? Does the citizenship demand that yet? We know the attention span of the citizenship we have. We know the attention span of the lost dying world. They're ignorant. They don't know anything about what we know. They're not on this side of the citizenship we have in heaven. They're on the outside. And we should be aware of that. So the problem with the citizenship is it is us. It is us. God is holy and infinite in wisdom. We heard that last night. We that are saved need to gravitate and progress to the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way you're going to do that is in the book. And know the God of the book. You have to progress. I'm a standing relic of progression. I'm the relic of this camp, so is the man. We're the old vanguard, and we're standing behind David Morris and our evening speaker. We're standing behind him and his wife. We're standing behind his ministry because he's away from his ministry. He's not being selfish with his citizenship that he has in heaven. Neither should you and I. It is being presented to us, and it is a true progression towards that citizenship. But we have to be a part of that in the activity of faith. We have to take action with our faith. And we can't do it just by knowing the Word of God. We've got to know the God of the book. And we even got to reach down in our pockets and give some support to these men. They need to be out evangelizing. And this COVID-19 is a threat to all of that. I don't know how many men I've already sent money to because they have to drive trucks. They have to do jobs of a carnal nature because of that. There's no engagements. We've got to get them back on the trail of citizenship. We've got to get them back. And the only way that we can do that is reach down in our pockets and help them out. We can't let them go adrift. They need to be refined just as I was refined. They're young. They're good evangelists. Terrence Calvin, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but we love him. He's a Navajo that was saved at an early age. And he preaches and preaches and preaches. And he's done so much good to my own soul that I love his citizenship that God has with him in heaven. The greatest vanity is not to know the God of this book. It is only through the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ that we have the citizenship. Now let's go back to the book of Ephesians. We have to protect. We have the problem of the citizenship. It is up. But now we have to protect. Fourth point outline, we have to protect the citizenship. Go back to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And I know I quickly put this outline together, but the Lord helped me with it. And I know the Holy Spirit was there because I was going through the Bible looking at outlines. I got notebooks in the car, and I didn't go to them because I was in this. This is getting too much. So I started reading, and God said, verse 20. And I said, okay. Let it rip, right? Is a part of your citizenship. But God can put messages together. These guys I'm the set before me, they know. And they too have a precious citizenship. But we see here, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, verse 1 of chapter 2, verse 2 now, wherein of the book of Ephesians, in time past you walked according to the course of the power of this of the air of the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And if I go on there, we get into our street preaching verses, don't we?
We get into our favorite memorized verses. And we're not our own workmanship. This citizenship that we have is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And to not know him as your personal Savior is the vanity of vanities. I'm telling you, you're really missing the whole thing that God had for Samuel. That Old Testament prophet. And he doesn't know what you know about the citizenship. He simply was like Job, and he asked God to speak to him. Job never had a book. Samuel had scribes writing down the things that he spoke and that he taught to Israel. But Job never had a book. He literally asked God to write a book with his finger. You look in the book of Job, and you'll find it. He never had a book, but he knew God, and he had a citizenship that we should admire and should want. Without the book, we have the book, and we have the God of the book protected.
Thanks so much, Brother Earl. Appreciate the words of exhortation and challenge for us all to know the Lord Jesus better, know the God of the book, and know the book that God's given. We'll take a brief break, and then we'll have our next hour. Brother Dan will be speaking for us.